Good morning, my brothers and sisters, on this Saturday morning, where we dedicate our morning prayer in honor of the Mother of God, our patroness of the Teo community, and as Franciscans, Mother Mary played a big part in the life of Francis and Claire. It is also the 11th day of our novena in honor of St. Claire, whose feast day is on Monday the 11th. So we begin this morning by lighting a candle, especially for peace in the Middle East, in Syria, Iraq, Lebanon, Libya, Egypt, and now Palestine and Israel. But more importantly, we pray for the persecuted Christians in Iraq by the Islamic fundamentalist group ISIS. So we have lit our candle for peace and for the whole family of God. Now we say our prologue of our brother and sister Essenes of Mount Sinai. We enter the eternal and infinite garden with reverence to the heavenly Father, Mother, God, the earthly Mother, and all the great masters, and reverence to the holy, pure, and saving teaching, and reverence to the brotherhood and sisterhood of the elect. Saturday morning, we commune with the earthly Mother Gaia and our heavenly Mother Mary. The heavenly Mother and earthly Mother and I are one. They give us the food of life for our entire body and soul. When you have completed these words, you contemplate edible fruits, grains, or plants, and feel the currents of the earthly Mother flowing in you and intensifying the circulation of your blood. And now we begin the divine office of Lourdes. Christ is the Son of Mary. Come, let us adore him. O God, come to my aid. O Lord, make haste and help me. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And our hymn this morning, Mary crowned with living light, temple of the Lord, place of peace and holiness, shelter of the Word, mystery of sinless life in our fallen race, free from shadow you reflect, plenitude of grace. Virgin Mother of our God, lift us when we fall, who were named upon the cross, Mother of us all. Father, Mother, Son, and Holy Spirit, heaven sings your praise. Mary magnifies your name through eternal days. And the first antiphon, Blessed are you, Mary. The salvation of the world came from you. Now you rejoice in glory in the presence of the Lord. Intercede for us with your Son. And now we read Psalm 91. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your truth in the watches of the night, on the ten-stringed lyre and the lute, with the murmuring sound of the harp. Your deeds, O Lord, have made me glad, for the work of your hands I shout with joy. O Lord, how great are your works, how deep are your designs. The foolish man cannot know this, and the fool cannot understand. Though the wicked spring up like grass, and all who do evil thrive, they are doomed to be eternally destroyed. But you, Lord, are eternally on high. See how your enemies perish. All doers of evil are scattered. To me you give the wild ox's strength. You anoint me with the purest of oil. My eyes looked in triumph on my foes. My ears heard gladly of their fall. The just will flourish like the palm tree and grow like a Lebanon cedar. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God, still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap, still green, to proclaim that the Lord is just. In him, my rock, there is no wrong. Let us now pray the Gloria. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God. As it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Blessed are you, Mary, the salvation of the world came from you. Now you rejoice in glory in the presence of the Lord. Intercede for us with your Son. The second antiphon, you are the glory of Jerusalem. You are the joy of Israel. You are the highest honor of our race. And now we have a canticle reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Listen, O heavens, and I will speak. Let the earth hear the words on my lips. May my teaching fall like the rain, my speech descend like the dew. Like raindrops on the young green, like showers falling on the grass. For I shall praise the name of the Lord. O give glory to this God of ours, the rock, his deeds are perfect, and all his ways are just. A faithful God without deceit, a God who is right and just. Those whom he begot unblemished have become crooked, false, perverse. Is it thus you repay the Lord, O senseless and foolish people? Is he not your father, mother, who created you? They who made you, on whom you depend? Remember the days of old. Consider the years that are past. Ask your father and he will show you. Ask your elders, and they will tell you. When the Most High gave the nations their heritage and disposed men according to his plan in fixing the boundaries of the nations, he thought first of Israel's sons. For Israel was the Lord's possession, Jacob the one whom he had chosen. God found him in a wilderness, in fearful, desolate waste. He surrounded him, he lifted him up, he kept him as the apple of his eye. Like an eagle that watches its nest and that hovers over its young. So he spread his wings, he took him, placed him on his outstretched wings. The Lord alone was his guide, and no other God was with him. And now together we pray the Gloria. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You are the glory of Jerusalem. You are the joy of Israel. You are the highest honor of our race. And the third antiphon, rejoice always, Virgin Mary. You were found worthy to bear Christ the Savior. And now we have Psalm 8. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. Your majesty is praised above the heavens. On the lips of children and of babes, you have found praise to foil your enemy, to silence the foe and the rebel. When I see the heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars that you have arranged. What is man that you should keep him in mind, mortal man that you care for him? Yet you have made him little less than a god. With glory and honour you crowned him, gave him power over the works of your hands, put all things under his feet. All of them, sheep and cattle, yes, even the savage beasts, birds of the air and fish that make their way through the waters. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. Together we pray the Gloria. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Rejoice always, Virgin Mary. You are found worthy to bear Christ the Saviour. Our scripture reading now is from the prophet Isaiah. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God. For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And our short response: the Lord chose her, he chose her for before she was born. The Lord chose her, he chose her before she was born. He made her live in his own dwelling place. The Lord chose her, he chose her before she was born. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God. The Lord chose her, he chose her before she was born. The Benedictus Antiphon: the door of paradise was closed to all men because of the sin of Eve. It has been opened again by the Virgin Mary. And now, my dear brothers and sisters, I invite you to join me as we say the Canticle of Zechariah, the Benedictus. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and he has redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised through his apostles of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of our enemies he would spare us. So his love for our fathers is revealed, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that, free from fear and save from the hands of our enemies, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. And as for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go before the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation, the forgiveness of sin, and the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawns from on high. And he will give light to those who sit in darkness and those who dwell in the shadow of death. He will guide them to the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The door of paradise was closed to all men because of the sin of Eve. It has been opened again by the Virgin Mary. And now we come to our morning intercessions. Let us proclaim the greatness of our Saviour who chose to be born of the Virgin Mary. Confident that he will hear us, we ask, response, Lord, may your mother pray for us. Son of justice, you showed your day was dawning in the Immaculate Virgin Mary. Help us to walk in the daylight of your presence. Response, Lord, may your mother pray for us. Eternal Word, in the living flesh of Mary, you found a dwelling place on earth. Remain with us forever in hearts free from sin. Response, Lord, may your mother pray for us. Christ our Savior, you will that your mother should be there when you die. Through her intercession, may we rejoice to share your suffering. Response, Lord, may your mother pray for us. Loving Savior, while hanging on the cross, you gave your mother Mary to be the mother of John. Let us be known as her children by our way of living. And now we remember the Christians in Iraq who are being persecuted by an Islamic fundamentalist group, ISIS. Let us remember them. Many are old and many are very young children who have had to climb a high mountain that is not offering them any shelter or any food, and they've no water. Let us hold them in our heart today. And let us also hold the children of Gaza, many of whom are desperate for urgent medical care abroad, and they're being denied that. Let us pray for a removal of all these restrictions so that they will be allowed to travel to the UK and access treatment on the National Health. We pray for all our religious leaders, especially His Holiness the Dalai Lama and our Holy Father Pope Francis and the Archbishop of Canterbury. Let us pray now for a moment in silence. And now we say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, Mother God Supreme, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our trespass as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, you bestowed the Holy Spirit on your apostles while they were at prayer with Mary, the mother of Jesus. Grant that by her prayer we may give you faithful service and spread abroad the glory of your name by word and example. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And that, my dear brothers and sisters, brings us to the end of morning prayer, which has been offered for the Christians of Iraq who are being persecuted, and for peace in the Middle East on this ninth day of Novena of Prayers in honor of St. Clare. Have a restful day, dear friends, and may God reward you. Namaste, shalom. Inshallah, pax et bonum, om shanti, solo di caritas, salam alaikum, and may the peace of your God reawaken within you that divine spark to surrender your life to God. God bless you, and thank you for being here.